Hey everyone, Dave Abramowitz here with another edition of Green Light Go. I'm sorry it's been a while since the last Newt podcast, but you know, stuff happens. And a lot's been happening on the Newton Talk list. Let's get right into it. Adriano out of Italy putting out a little, actually two little nifty devices called Newt Light and Newt Eye, and is taking orders for them as we speak. Newt Light is an adapter which connects to the Internet Connect port of a MessagePad 2000 or directly to the serial port of an eMain. It draws current from the internal battery and can light a paper or the keyboard exactly the same as you do with your laptop USB port, says Adriano. If you'd like to get your hands on a Newt Light or the Newt Eye, a small blue light which plugs into the same InterConnect port, you'd like to find your way to the bathroom at night using a blue-lighted Newton, or I'm sure some people will find other uses for it, you can contact Adriano, check out the Newton Talk list, or for more information and a link to Adriano's products, head over to messagepad.blogspot.com, the official blog website of Greenlight Go. More ebooks are making their way into our hands. Blind Shriek and Democratizing Innovation, two of the latest that DJ has told us about and has challenged the Newton Talk community to make Newton books out of these and others. The book library itself is at www.stillnewt.org/library. Marty hosts the temporary Newton Library at that spot. Tons of ebooks on there for your use, so check them out. After contacting the original author of Newtopoly, Gary has told us that the price, Bernie Bernstone, being that author, has reduced the price of Newtopoly, which is a Monopoly game for the Newton. It's now $15, so if you're interested in that or Bernie's book reader for $5, you can head on over to www.berniebee.com/newton/products and then /Newtopoly for Newtopoly. Several readers have been having issues getting connected to Earthlink using their Newtons. There is a good article that Robert has pointed us to on Earthlink's site at support.earthlink.net. It's a very long link, so check out the Greenlight Go website, messagepad.blogspot.com, for the link to the Earthlink support page, which hopefully will get that going for you if you're having trouble connecting your Newton to Earthlink's service. Sonny making known that he's got a turbo upgrade service available for $75 plus shipping. If you're interested in that, contact Sonny off list. There is a Michigan Newton gathering coming up this Sunday the 17th at 1 p.m. Matt Kowalczyk has informed us the Michigan Newton gathering will be at Macomb County Library at 16480 Hall Road, Clinton Township, Michigan 48038. More information and directions in case you missed them on the list will be at the Greenlight Go website, messagepad.blogspot.com. A bunch happening at that meeting, including a visit by Paul Curtis, who's got a ton of stuff to show, a Siemens Note phone, four sets of loaner cards, jam-packed with goodies, lots of Newtons, Wi-Fi cards, cigarette modems, assorted cases and trinkets, all kinds of stuff. He's going to demonstrate the installation of Wi-Fi drivers in a card, and he'll also demonstrate the installation of Eckhart's infrared drivers, which are used to communicate with the modern infrared protocols so that you would not need your serial port if an IR port is available. All that's happening in Michigan. Check out the website for more details. That is about what's happening on the Newton Talk list this week. Take care of yourself. Have a nice weekend. This is Dave Abramowitz for Green Light Go.